Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I said, if you ever have another pain, it doesn't mean that you weren't healed. It's Satan knocking at the door. He has the power to bring a pain to you. And just because you have a pain doesn't mean that you lost your healing or that it's back. It's just Satan knocking at the door. And how are you going to respond? If you will do the same thing I did and speak to the problem and command pain and command burning to go, it'll leave. And he may knock a few times, but just don't give in and keep believing and it'll be over. So I taught her for about 20 minutes on this. And then as she got ready to go, when she put her hand on the doorknob, she stopped and she looked over at me and she says, "The burning is back." And I said, "Well, I've just been teaching you how to do this. And so I'm not going to pray for you. I want you to pray." And so we joined hands. And you got to remember, 45 minutes before this, this woman was a Presbyterian. So she prayed a pretty good prayer for a Presbyterian. She said, "Father, I thank you that it is your will to heal, that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I thank you that I am healed. I claim my healing in Jesus' name." Sorry prayer. Some of you are thinking, what's wrong with that prayer? It won't get you healed. What she said was good. That it was God's will for her to be well. By her stripes, she was healed. I thank you. I claim. All of those are nice things to say, but it is not talking to the problem. She didn't take her authority. She didn't speak to the pain. She was confessing nice things, but she did not take her authority and use it. And so I knew she wasn't healed. So I asked her, I said, "So how do you feel?" And she says, "Well, the burning is still there. What happened?" And I said, "You didn't do what the Word says to do." And she says, "What am I supposed to do?" I said, I went back to this scripture. I said, "Whosoever will say to the mountain, you did not talk to the burning." And she says, "You mean I'm supposed to say burning in the name of Jesus?" And I said, "Yes." And she says, "I'll do it." So we joined hands again and she prayed and she said, "Burning in the name of Jesus." And that's as far as she got. And she says, "It's gone." And she was totally healed. And there are some of you that say, "I believe in the name of Jesus, by His stripes I'm healed. Oh, Father, I just thank you. Oh, God, send forth your healing power. Lord, I trust you." You're saying all of these things and you have never yet spoken to what your problem is. You've never said, "Pain in the name of Jesus, get out of my body. Eyes in Jesus' name, I command you to see. I command perfect eyesight into you. I speak to this head and I command it to quit hurting. I command my bowels to work properly." You got to talk to your, whatever your problem is. And some of you, well, I think this is a little silly. Some people probably thought it was silly for Jesus to be talking to a fig tree, but it worked. We had a guy who was a Bible college student who heard a message on this and he went to his mailbox because his mailbox had been bringing him nothing but bills and it was speaking to him. And he, every time he got around that mailbox just said bad things to him. He was expecting the worst. And he had his wife look out and watch to make sure that nobody was looking. And he got down on his knees. It was a communal mailbox thing. He got down on his knees and started prophesying to that mailbox. Says, "You're bringing me more money than you're bringing me bills. I command money into you. Money comes." And he talked to his mailbox. Did you know the next day he got a check for $10,000 in that mailbox? Now, I'm not saying that every one of you is going to go talk to your mailbox and get a check. But I am saying that the principle works. The principle works, and it came from an unexpected source. Things will obey you. You know, when Jamie and I were first starting in ministry, we were struggling and we were poor and we didn't tell people and we didn't speak forth our negativism. And my mother is about the only thing that kept us alive. She'd have us come over and feed us once a week or something. That might be the only time we'd eat during the whole week. And I'd do things for her, and I'd mow her lawn. And in our house that I grew up at in Arlington, Texas, there was 23 pecan trees in that yard. And when my dad was alive, he kept them sprayed and fertilized and trimmed and did all of these things. And we could pick up 300 to 400 pounds of pecans per year. And I'd shell them and sell them and do things like this. When my dad died, my mother let those trees go bad. And one year they had bagworms. They were covered with bagworms. She hadn't fertilized them, hadn't taken care of it. And one year we had like 25 or 30 pounds of pecans is all we had out of 23 pecan trees. And so anyway, as I was mowing her lawn, I was just so thankful for God using my mother. And yet I didn't want to tell her how bad our situation was, but I wanted to bless her. So as I mowed the lawn, every time I'd go around one of those trees, I'd lay hands on it and I'd just bless it. And I'd curse those bagworms and command them to die. And then I'd speak blessing over those trees. And I blessed her trees as I mowed them. Did you know that that year, without doing anything to the bagworms, without fertilizing, we had over 600 pounds of pecans that we picked up because I spoke to those trees. And some of you say, I don't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. I believe that the words that I speak come to pass. Words are powerful. And you could start speaking over yourself. And instead of saying, well, I'm just average. Nothing ever works for me. Who would want to hire me? Instead of speaking all of the negative things that you've ever thought and everything that's happened to you, go to the Word. Find out who you are in Christ and begin to start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever I set my hand unto will prosper. You know, I was a loser when I was growing up. I wasn't worse than most, but I was just average. Everything I ever did was average. We were in a divisional football playoff. I was the center, and I centered the ball over the guy's head on a punt into the end zone, and they got a safety and won by 2 points. We lost the divisional playoff because I centered the ball over the guy's head. Everybody in that school wanted to kill me. I was always doing something. I was never the worst. I was never the best. It's just everything was average. I couldn't do anything. Man, when the Lord touched me, I just switched. I began to start believing I can do anything. I can do all things. And you know, I've changed now that I could guarantee you if I wasn't in the ministry, if worse came to worse, I'd go get a job at McDonald's. And you know what? I'd own that McDonald's in a short period of time. If I work for somebody, I can guarantee you I'd be the highest paid employee they got. I'd be the most productive employee. I've actually told employers before, if you hire me, you're going to be blessed. Yeah. Totally contrary to my natural self, my prior to my relationship with the Lord. I mean, I have changed things. I believe and I speak and I can guarantee you I'm going to prosper. That's the reason our ministry is prospering. When everybody else is going backwards, we're going forwards. We're expanding. We're going to take on this TBN Russia. We're going to do things while everybody else is cutting back. We're expanding. Amen. This is going to be my largest year of expansion. I'd never say things like that. Well, then that's the reason it doesn't work for you. I'm telling you, this is a powerful truth about the authority that God has given us. You need to know what authority God has given you. You need to know what you do have authority over, what you can speak to. What is your responsibility? What is God's responsibility? But I'm telling you, this is one of those things that just makes these truths about God being faithful and God being a good God just have no effect. It makes it of none effect because we don't know what part we have to play. We aren't taking our responsibility. We're letting things go weird and we're wondering, why is God letting this nation go the way it's going? He's not letting it go this way. We're letting it go this way. People aren't speaking the truth. We're so concerned with political correctness and we're so afraid we're going to offend somebody that we can't say the truth. And so we've quit speaking truth. And I guarantee you the unbelievers haven't quit speaking their doubt and unbelief. What's happening is that there is less and less godliness spoken. There is less and less God things spoken. And there's more and more unbelief spoken because the believers are afraid. Man, we need to go to speaking the truth. I'm spending millions and millions of dollars to be on television, radio, to do the things that I'm doing. And I can guarantee you that every person in here knows people that if I spend 10 times as much money, they'll never hear of me. They'll never see me on television. They'll never hear my word. You have a realm of influence that regardless of how much money I spend or any of the other ministers spend, there are people looking at you that'll never hear these other people. You are the one who has the power and the authority to do something. And many of us are being quiet. We aren't speaking to the people at the convenience store, at the grocery store, at the gas station. We aren't talking to our neighbors. We aren't talking to the people we work with. We don't understand the power of words. We disagree with all kinds of things, but we wouldn't dare say anything because somebody might reject us. I tell you what, that's not getting the job done. We're going to have to learn to stand up. You're going to have to learn to speak the truth. And you're going to have to let the truth set people free. Amen. I tell you, this is major what I've talked about tonight. There's so many Christians that are, oh God, why haven't you moved? Because you haven't moved. God moves through you. Oh God, just stretch forth your hand and do miracles. The Bible says these signs will follow them that believe. They follow. That means you have to take a step first. You have to get out there and say, when somebody's saying, oh, it's just terrible. The flu's going around. Have you got the flu yet? You got to stand up and say, no, I don't get the flu. I don't believe in the flu. People will look at you like you're crazy, and the door is now wide open for you to explain what's going on. And you know what? Some people will think you're crazy. Some people will reject you, but some people will say, man, I want what you've got.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK161 titled, You Have the Power When You Write or Call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to join us on the web. We have a website that I believe is second to none. There's a lot of really good things on there. There's hundreds of my teachings that are there for free downloads. You can get all of our television programs on this topic there. We have over 2,000 of my television programs that are there that you can view online. I have more than that, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 of my radio programs. We've got books. We've got a lot of things. It's just a tremendous resource. And I get comments from people constantly that say it's just changing their life just being on the website. Check it out today.